government is planning to build out approximately 1 million square feet of space over the next 3 to 5 years. This in an effort to attain its goal of doubling the size of the business process outsourcing, BPO sector in Jamaica. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says, to this end, funds from the $20 million loan facility established by the ministry in partnership with the Development Bank of Jamaica have been disbursed to developers for the construction of purpose-built information communication technology, ICT, and BPO space. These funds, he says, are currently being used across various projects to create a total of 200,000 square feet of space. The most recent of which is the planned development of a 50,000 square foot facility in Barnett Tech Park, Montego Bay, St. James.
This represents but a small fraction of the 800,000 square feet earmarked for development of the Tech Park. Rest assured that the ministry will continue to work assiduously with the DBJ to put more funds in place to accelerate the build out of additional ICT ready space.
The 800,000 square feet of production space at Barnett Tech Park translates to 36,000 jobs on three shifts. The development will also accommodate 135,000 square feet of commercial services to support the operations of the park, as well as infant and toddler care services, banking, recreation and fitness services, a canteen and doctor's office. Globally, BPO spending is expected to increase to over $680 billion by the end of 2013 and reach $1 trillion by 2014. The market is currently valued at $300 billion, with the Caribbean and Latin America accounting for 6%. Minister Hilton says Jamaica has been making its name in the global space, with local players building a solid reputation for the country among clients. According to Minister Hilton, the Barnett Tech Park investment brings the country even closer to its economic vision for the knowledge services sector. JAMPRO has been mandated to be a catalyst for the medium to long-term development of the ICT and BPO sector. As a result, the agency has designated ICT investment attraction as its top priority. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the Barnett Tech Park investment will put the sector on a path to realizing the vision of transforming Jamaica into a regional hub for ICT investments.
We are very clear about our vision for the sector, which at this time is the largest generator of jobs for Jamaica's knowledge-based workforce. We see Jamaica established as a regional investment hub for ICT companies and ICT-reliant service industries, which the Vision 2030 National Development Plan describes.
She says attracting more entrepreneurs to the sector is essential to the agency's ambition to double the number of jobs predominantly held by young Jamaicans.
As you know, there are 30 BPO firms in Jamaica employing close to 14,000 full-time employees, ranging from high school to university graduates. It's an industry that JAMPRO has pioneered and that we have had huge partnership with other agencies of government in pioneering.
Although Jamaica's BPO industry is young, some global industry watchers have indicated that the country could aggressively push to address the growing needs of 15% of the nearshore market business. The JAMPRO head says such a move would see to some 29,000 jobs being generated, a doubling of the existing level of employment in the sector. She points out that each new position in the industry is estimated to generate $65,000. The government's goal is to make 1.2 million square feet available for BPO operations in Jamaica by 2016 to meet the growing demand for space. Barnett Tech Park, which is solely dedicated to ICT and BPO operations, is already the site of Vistaprint on 120,000 square feet of space.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.